back and sit back down. You look too good to be heading home so early now. You say you gotta work tomorrow, got a lot on your mind. Let me buy another round, girl. I think you and I should just drink on it. Put our heads together and think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. But for right now, girl, we just need to drink on it. We can talk rocket science, Jesus or politics. Hey, your boyfriend cheated on you, man, I'd like to bust his lip. I could use another whiskey, and your Cosmo's getting low. While we're trying to figure out the next place we should go, we can drink on it. Put our heads together and think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. Right now, girl, we just need to drink on it.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Vatican says Pope Francis experienced two more respiratory episodes today. ABC's Terry Moran is in Rome.
This is more significant language. Acute respiratory failure caused by a significant accumulation of mucus in the lungs that required two bronchoscopies to clear abundant secretion. So his lungs are struggling.
The 88-year-old pontiff has been hospitalized for 18 days. European leaders, after meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky this weekend, say they support a deal that brings lasting peace between Ukraine and Russia. It follows last week's fallout from Zelensky's meeting with President Trump, who said Zelensky doesn't appear ready for peace. In Illinois, the gunman in the Highland Park 4th of July shooting in 2022 pleaded guilty today to murder charges and other counts. It avoids a trial for the defendant, Robert Primo III, which was set to begin today. This is ABC News. Talks on phase two of the Gaza ceasefire deal now stalled after Israel's blockade of all aid into Gaza. The White House says it supports that blockade, saying Hamas has signaled they're not interested in a negotiated ceasefire after phase one expired this past weekend. ABC's Inez de la Quatara says there's growing concern fighting could resume in Gaza.
To the Israelis that this decision was coordinated with the Trump administration. On the flip side, you're hearing from aid organizations from the UN that this is in violation of international law. But it is an Israeli tactic to try and pressure Hamas to agree to an extension of phase one. And as far as the impact, I mean, you're going to see millions continuing to struggle.
The Academy Awards entertained and surprised last night with who walked away with an Oscar. Oscar night, movie greats honoring an underdog story, Anora. It won five Oscars in all, including Best Picture. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Progressive knows owning a home can be hard, but not always. Like when you're relaxing on your patio, enjoying a nice quiet evening. So quiet. Except for the sound of the neighbor's party. Which you said you'd go to if you weren't busy. And your quiet night on the patio, that's not exactly busy, is it? Maybe you should just stay inside. At least Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance is the easiest part of owning a home. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get the Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Democrats are raising questions about the Wisconsin Legislature's Government Accountability and Transparency Committee. GOAT co-chair Representative Shea Sortwell is making open records requests regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says that's in line with the committee's goals.
So I think they are attempting to find the information to make sure as we go forward it's relevant. I think that's good.
Sortwell's office didn't respond to a request for comment. Democrats on the committee contend he's acting on his own before the committee has scheduled any public hearings. Some dairy farmers and processors around Wisconsin sense the effect of the Trump administration's funding freeze. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says the most recent round of funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative has been paused.
It stands to impact 420 dairy businesses nationwide, many of them very small farms or processors who've used small targeted grants to grow their businesses and now may not receive reimbursement for their expenses.
Sweeney and other members of the association will be traveling to Washington next week to urge USDA officials to release the funding and ask members of Congress to support the program they've already voted for. The Lac du Flambeau tribe is backing off of a threat to issue trespassing citations to people using contested roads on their reservation.
Tribal elders said in January that anyone caught traveling on several disputed roads without authorization would be issued citations. This is after the tribe agreed not to block those roads while litigation over an easement dispute continues. A judge will hear arguments in the dispute on Monday. The Lac du Flambeau tribe says the easement for those roads expired over a decade ago and has been seeking payment from the town of Lac du Flambeau for repairs, upkeep, and continued access. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's the calm before the storm, with clouds increasing and a chance of spotty sprinkles. High temperatures today still smack the mid-50s, and tonight stay above freezing, with a few scattered showers tomorrow morning. Rain really ramps up tomorrow night. Then it flips to snow on Wednesday, prompting a winter storm watch. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 37 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
This morning, we are going to take a look at how farmers are working to promote soybean demand, market development, and soybean uses around the globe. We'll talk about how partnerships make it possible to do so much more.
Live from the other Denver via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin coverage from Commodity Classic with Philip Good from the United Soybean Board, Caleb Ragland from the American Soybean Association and USSEC Chair Jenna Fritz. Directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAMWX, I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
Davis, you know, here we go.
Yeah,
Classic, we are there. Buddy. Denver feels good, but this looks nothing like the bunker. I'm so telling you, there's kinds of people and everything's up and down here, man. It's great.
That sounds outstanding. A good turnout so far, as near as you can tell?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Day two, it started Sunday afternoon here, Commodity Classic did. And boy, I tell you what, when they opened up the doors to the trade show floor yesterday afternoon, it was a flood of people come rolling in here. So, and there's a good crowd again today. So we're having a great time. You know, big thank you to the United Soybean Board for making it possible for us to bring you coverage from Commodity Classic. It's year two of doing this, and we're here this morning. We're going to be back here tomorrow morning with USB talking about all things soy, and it's a great partnership that we've got with USB, and looking forward to bringing you coverage from Commodity Classic. Is everything good, dude? All right.
I am so excited by the whole prospect of what you've got going down there. I don't even know what's going on here in Kansas City. It might be sunny. It might not. I don't know.
I'm telling you, all the way from Kansas City to Denver, you still put a smile on everybody's face, Davis.
I'm glad. That was really good.
All right, buddy, let's go ahead and get to the news. What do you got?
Well, we're going to start with the National Weather Service short-term outlook. It's a bit of a chunk here, so stick with me. A major winter storm ejecting out into the central United States will bring widespread hazards going through midweek, including high winds, blizzard conditions, severe weather, and a concern for some flash flooding. There is critical to extreme fire weather danger across much of the southern high plains going through the early middle part of the week. Much above normal temperatures across the Midwest will move into the eastern U.S. by midweek, with below normal temperatures over the west gradually reaching the plains. We're forecast for maybe a little bit of snow in the early morning hours on Wednesday of this week here in KC, Chip.
Yeah. There's a lot of people here in Denver that are wondering what the travel conditions are going to be on Tuesday afternoon. I'll ask Brett about it here in just a moment.
You may be among those people, if I'm not mistaken.
I am. Yes, I am.
Well, the U.S. Forest Service is actively responding to multiple wildfires reported over the weekend in North and South Carolina, Chip, following a red flag warning issued across the region. Dry conditions and downed timber from past storms have elevated fire risk there, and response teams are engaging in initial containment efforts at this time. The Carolinas is suffering from some wildfires, Chip.
Yeah, they just haven't had time to clean things up following the hurricane. And, man, there's a lot of fuel on the floor of those timbers down there.
I'm afraid so. Well, private exporters report sales of 114,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico during the 24-25 marketing year. Is this non-GMO corn? Is this, Chip,
non-GMO corn? No, I would imagine that this is just standard old number two yellow corn. Mexico back in the house. I'm telling you, down here, Mexico is part of almost every conversation that we're having with producers down here.
Well, let's rev up some of the soy excitement. Brazil's soybean harvest jumped 11 percentage points to 50% complete as of last Thursday. This, according to Ag Rural, that was 2 points ahead of the same date last year. Safrinha corn planting surged 16 points to 80%, though still 6 points behind year ago. Ag Rural says, quote, crops are developing well throughout the region. EPA said on Friday it will delay action by 1 year to allow year-round sales of E15 gasoline in South Dakota and Ohio, two of eight other Midwestern states that have requested the agency approve year-round sales of the product. What's the deal here, Chip? South Dakota,
well,
Ohio.
I can look across the aisle at the National Corn Growers Association booth right now, and it says, I support E15 in big, big letters over there. I mean, I got a feeling that this is going to go national before any final decision is made on South Dakota and Ohio.
Interesting. All right. Well, with less than 2 weeks until the March 14 government funding deadline, there's still no agreement in sight, Chip. GOP leaders who previously promised to handle the situation early are now scrambling to pass a CR, a continuing resolution to maintain funding at current levels until September 30. And we've been talking about this. President Trump set to announce tomorrow whether he will implement 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada, with a 10% tariff on Canadian energy imports kicker, and an additional 10% tariff increase on imports from China. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick indicated that efforts by Canadian and Mexican officials to curb migrant and drug crossings at the border could lead to reduced tariffs. And China is reportedly preparing countermeasures against new U.S. import tariffs with American ag exports in its sight. This, according to the state-backed Global Times. The move comes after President Trump threatened an additional 10% duty on Chinese products, accusing Beijing of insufficient efforts to curb fentanyl shipments to the United States. Chip.
Yeah, very good. And the next item there, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins addressed everyone here at Commodity Classic yesterday afternoon. Basically said, listen, I'm going to be in the room. Don't worry about it. We got your back when it comes to some of these things. Put a name on the $10 billion in economic aid that is coming out. The Emergency Commodity Assistance Program is what that's called. Davis, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
You bet.
All right, let's bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip. How are you?
Doing real fine. There's a lot of people out here in Denver wondering about the weather tomorrow afternoon. What's it look like?
Yeah, sure. So We've got a big storm system is kind of the main feature across the country right now that is, number one, going to lead to some beneficial rains to the east and severe weather to the south. But in terms of, you know, the Denver area, just looking at the next 24 hours, we're looking at some snow, especially on the kind of the southern side of the area. I don't know if you all are right in downtown, but some light snow accumulations will be possible as the system moves through. You're looking at probably a slushy accumulation of less than an inch. It's not looking like it's going to be major, but enough to maybe cause at least some disruptions as the system moves through.
Gotcha. So here we are. It's March. What do we expect in March?
Yeah, so March is going to be a busy month. March is going to have a lot of ups and downs in the pattern. It's going to lead to some big swings in temperatures. I'm not expecting a locked-in March. Last year, we kind of dealt with consistently warm temperatures. It wasn't a crazy March. I think it's different this year. I think a lot of ups and downs we're going to deal with, probably additional snow north and west, and a lot of severe weather south and east.
Well, I was going to say excellent, but I don't know if I like that forecast or not there, Brett. All right, buddy. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Hey, big thank you to the United Soybean Board for making our coverage from Commodity Classic possible. We're in Denver, Colorado. We are talking all things soy next here on AgriTalk.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts. Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Day one.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first with farmland rates as low as 5.71%.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We're in Denver, Colorado at the Commodity Classic. A big thank you to the United Soybean Board. We're sitting here in their booth having a great time. Got a good group around us and talking all things soy today. With us, we've got Philip Good. He's the chair of the United Soybean Board. Philip, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Chip. It's always a pleasure to be with you. So thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, glad you're here. Glad you're here. You enjoying Denver?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The Commodity Classic is always a great event. So looking forward to it and looking forward to then getting back home and getting in the field, getting ready for this next year.
It's coming up here.
Absolutely.
Quick. Where are you located?
I'm in Macon, Mississippi. I'm the southern boy in this bunch here. But I'm about halfway down in the state. And we always say that after Commodity Classic, it's time to get in there and start planting some corn and soybeans.
Yep. Excellent. You know, I've been down there a couple of times after Commodity Classic myself, but it's to catch crappie.
Hey, now I'm a catfish farmer. You've got to get some catfish in there. Come on.
I love it. Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association. Caleb, it's good to see you, man. How are you?
Doing great. Good to be here, Chip.
Good. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Magnolia, Kentucky, central part of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Birthplace of Abraham Lincoln.
Is that right?
About 6 miles from our farm.
No kidding. So tell me a little bit about your farm.
So we raise soybeans, corn, and winter wheat, and boys. My wife and I have three sons that are active in the operation, and it's a family farm.
Awesome. Good for you. And Jana Fritz, the new chair of the United Soybean Export Council, USEC. Jana, it's good to see you. How are you?
Great to be here, Chip. Thank you for the opportunity.
Glad you're here. Where are you from? Tell us about your operation.
Sure. I'm from Bad Axe, Michigan. I need to enunciate that, right? If you say that too quickly, people think you're saying something else. But Bad Axe, Michigan, the operation is sixth generation, always in the thumb of Michigan, about 2 hours north of Detroit on the eastern half. We farm soybeans, corn, dry edible beans, wheat, and triticale for seed purposes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Very cool, you guys. Hey, before we get too deep into the conversation about the partnership and the way that you guys all work together, I think we need to make sure that we understand exactly what everybody's role is, because it is a different role. Philip, why don't you start with the USB?
Yes. So we are the checkoff. We actually get to share half of our proceeds with our QSSBs. So when it comes to our role and responsibility,
qualified state soy
promotion boards. And so, so we have the opportunity to invest in research, education, promotion. And the fun thing we get to look at is innovation. So whether we're looking at new developments, new discoveries, new technology, anything to do with the magic bean that we call it. But we're looking at both supply and demand. So as a farmer, we've got supply challenges where we're looking at everything from diseases that are robbing our yields to creating demand. Yeah. And so that's the fun job. We'd love to produce food. As a farmer, I do truly want to feed the world, but I need to get it to where it needs to go.
Yeah.
And so creating demand is a big part of that.
Yeah, fantastic. I was watching one of the videos over there of the soy foam that's used in firefighting now. What an important innovation, not just cool because it uses beans, but it's so important for those people that are using the firefighting foam.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When I think about PFAS and some of those forever chemicals, we get the opportunity to create a sustainable environment for our firefighters, for our entire population. So we've got opportunities there, whether it's replacing formaldehyde and plywood to the soy foam to just so many opportunities there. So we're about affecting every life every day. And soy is a solution for that.
That's cool.
We truly want to feed the world, and we're doing that.
Yeah, very cool, Philip. Very cool. Caleb, tell me about what the role of ASA is.
Well, ASA's role is policy.
Yep.
And we are the voice for the American soybean farmer on Capitol Hill. And there's a little bit going on policy-wise right now. So hard to know where to start, but we are there working to have good policy in place, to guide legislative efforts on behalf of soy, and be the strong voice that is there in the background supporting our American soybean farmers every day, because our farmers are good at producing. They need folks that are there that have their back on our policy or doing that work every day while they're in the fields. Yeah. Doing the good work of the American farmer.
Yeah. Caleb, how do you do that? I mean, it's got to be a lot of face-to-face time with the lawmakers, right?
So much of policy is relationships.
Yes.
And that's something that I'm proud of our soy family. We are good at building relationships, working with people, and telling our story. As a farmer, I know the answer to the question because it's what's happening on my farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a little bit of training and learning how to communicate and so forth, there's a lot of opportunities that we have. And I'm proud to do a small part in supporting my fellow farmers and telling the good story of what we do.
Yep. Yep. There's a good story to tell. We just need to tell it more often. Love it. Love it. Jana, what about the U.S. Soy Export Council? I mean, it seems pretty self-explanatory here.
Indeed it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
We're just to take off of what Caleb said, right? We're telling this story of U.S. soy internationally. We're the market development arm to help move the pile of soybeans that we have here in the U.S. abroad. We are speaking highly about our U.S. soy quality, the sustainability that we have from U.S. soybean farms and farmers, and then the reliability of the source that we have coming out of the U.S. We can be the world supplier of soybeans with the highest quality, the most sustainable, most reliable resources that we have with our American soybean farmers.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And the development of some of the markets that and the uses, you know, showing protein producers around the globe how they can use U.S. soy in the production of that protein. I mean, it's been an amazing process to watch.
Yes, it absolutely has. We've had huge advancements in the 20 years that USEC has been in existence. We're celebrating our 20-year anniversary this year for USEC.
Very cool.
Not to say that there hasn't been a longer history beyond that 20 years of international market development on behalf of ASA.
Yeah.
But those relationships, as Caleb referenced, we're continuing to build on those, tell our story, and ensure that they understand the value coming from U.S. soy.
Fantastic. Okay. Those checkoff dollars, every farmer out there wants to make sure that they're getting a good return on the dollars that they're putting into the checkoff. Philip, when I see a partnerships, plural, like I see up here right now, it gives you an exponential return on the dollars that are being invested, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So, you know, we are truly about the farmer and the farm.
Yeah.
It's all about creating value for every farmer out there.
Yep.
And so when the board gets together, the 77 farmer leaders, they are farmers. They are focused on creating value for the farmer. And so that is number one. We're passionate about it. We're having tough discussions when we get together. What is going to give us the greatest return? I'm really excited to say that for every dollar invested, we're able to see a $12.30 return. That's what the study showed last year.
Right.
There's a big ripple effect that comes from that as well. So there's benefits in the labor force. There's benefits in the GDP. There's benefits for tax revenue. So there's truly a ripple effect of what we're doing from that return. But creating value for the farmer and coming together and making tough decisions.
Yeah. And Philip, you take a look at it each and every year, right? On what that return is and how the dollars are being spent, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So we're making tough decisions as far as looking for efficiencies, seeing where we can, you know, cut, ask tough questions of each other. But yes, every 5 years we do a return on investment study. Yep. And so that one is just, you know, I'm always excited to see what the latest one shows. So that's really exciting news. So I want to tell the farmers, look, we're out there working for you. This is your board.
Yeah.
This is your money. We recognize that. We're partnering with your states, trying to do the best we can, making those tough decisions to get you demand and to get you return.
Yeah. And the people making the decision on this, I mean, they're soybean farmers.
They absolutely are.
And that's the bottom line here, guys.
I'm a farmer.
Yeah.
We're farmers sitting here at this table.
Yeah.
We're farmers here at this classic.
Give me 30 seconds on what the what that partnership means to you, Caleb.
Well, as a farmer, I feel 100% comfortable that my money is being spent wisely in investment, because this is truly an investment that every family farm across this country that produces soybeans is making. And that $12.30 is a great ROI. I wish we got that on all the money we spend. And it's important to not only be investing in the things that are current, but looking to the future with new uses and new markets and new opportunities. This collaboration of all of our different yep. organizations working together, kind of the three-legged stool of yep. USEC, USB, and ASA, is so vital it's for the success cool. of soy moving forward.
It is very cool. We are at the USB booth here. We've got Philip Good, the chair of the USB, Caleb Reglin, president of ASA, and Jana Fritz, chair of the USEC. We're going to come back here at Commodity Classic next.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Milk markets are lower. From Commodity Classic in Denver, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, April milk down 3 to 1824, May down 6 at 1827, June down 10 to 1781, July milk down 6 at 1814. Meanwhile, another down day in the cattle markets. Live cattle markets continue to move mostly lower as they're also now the trade looking for what the next support level will be. But the long liquidation continues after the big sell-off on the cash cattle side last week. Feeder cattle, with no support coming from the live cattle markets, continues the downward trend as well. After last week's sharp decline in hogs, the lean hog contracts are starting to find some technical footing in the futures complex. Also, what's helping is the sharp rally in carcass prices that's been led by a wildly sharp rise in the belly price of $31.89. April live cattle down 62 cents to 192.02. March feeder cattle down $1.50 to 273.47. April hogs down 40 cents to 84.07. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade today, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today as well. Again, another risk-off type of trade in the grains. The upcoming potential tariffs also providing that additional pressure. New crop corn down 3.5 to 451.5. New crop beans down 9.5 to 1020. March wheat down 3.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk, What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us this morning. We are at Commodity Classic. A big thank you to the United Soybean Board. We're at their booth right now and having a conversation about all things soy. It's been a great conversation so far. We're going to keep it going. We've got Philip Good, the chair of USB. We've got Caleb Ragland, the president of the American Soybean Association, and Janet Fritz, chair of the USEC. All right. Guys, we've been talking about some partnerships. I want to build on this just a bit more. So I want to talk about how USB, ASA, USEC, how you guys all work together. I mean, because you've worked together to get us where we are today, but we're trying to make the future even brighter, right, Jana?
We are. Yes. We are. We have to do everything that we can to continue to grow the opportunity for soybeans and soybean farmers.
Yep.
It's a great three-way partnership. We've mentioned that in the first segment, but between the policy offerings that ASA offers, the market development that USB offers, and then the international work that we do on behalf of USEC, it really works out so well. I've been around the soy family for a number of years, and it's a great ability to share the responsibility, play to our strengths, and all work toward a similar goal.
Tell me about WISH.
WISH, absolutely. So WISH is an arm of ASA, mm-hmm. originated with ASA. WISH is the World Initiative for Soy and Human Health. So when we talk about partnerships with WISH and USEC, WISH starts in a very early phase in our international markets to where people maybe don't even have any purpose for soy yet. They've never utilized a soy product. They're trying to, for example, maybe build their livestock sector, build their poultry sector, their aquaculture sectors. And we work with WISH then to teach them how they can utilize soy through their entire value chain and get protein out to their people in their country.
Yeah.
And then when we've developed a country to the point where they're going to commercialize additional production, again, in livestock or commercial feed milling, all of those opportunities, then USEC steps in and is able to build with our boots on the ground, provide further education and development, further market access, and work with all the channels to continue to go toward hopefully a mature market eventually.
It's almost like you guys have put some thought into how to develop these markets.
We've tried. And many years, many decades of working to develop these markets has really been a great partnership across all three of our organizations.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Caleb, when you guys have conversations about the future for soybean farmers at ASA, what does that conversation sound like?
Well, it's a complex conversation. I mean, we're talking about a farm bill like we have been for last 3 years or so, it seems like. And that's obviously looking in the future with new opportunities and problems with risk management, with our needs with a good crop insurance program.
Yep.
We're talking about getting relevant reference pricing that had been updated a long time. Another huge thing is biofuels and all of the exciting opportunities that exist there. And that's where our partnership and collaboration is so vital. There's so much we can do at ASA with policy. There's so much that USB can do with research and finding ways to use the bean the most efficiently and to do the very best we can with it. And that opportunity is so great.
The biofuel side of it has got to be so exciting. I mean, I know that there's a lot of uncertainty right now about exactly where it is going, but biofuels are going to be part of our future.
Absolutely. And it is such an exciting opportunity.
There
we can
you
take
go.
An American grown product. We can produce it here in America. We can consume it here in America. We can spend those dollars here in America and grow our economy. It's not just good for the American soybean farmer. It is good for American small communities.
Awesome.
Our rural communities are so vital. That's the lifeblood of this country. That's the backbone of this country.
Yeah.
And biofuels give us some new excitement for the future.
Exactly. Exactly. Talk to me a little bit about ASA and sustainability issues.
We are committed to making the future even better. The sustainability has been a buzzword for farmers before it was even a buzzword.
Oh, yeah.
We are the ultimate environmentalists. We want to leave that farm and our environment better than we found it. And we are looking at ASA to put sound policy in place, policy that has common sense at the core.
Yeah.
That is things that we can do. There's a balance. We want to have policy that leads to economic opportunity as well. We got to have things that are reasonable, and there's a balance. But we are working to find ways to innovate, treat our environment even better than we have in the past, because the future generations are counting on it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I tell you, I know that when we start talking sustainability, there's going to be some eyes rolling out there and everything. But hey, there's nothing wrong with trying to clean the place up a little bit.
No.
You know, and that's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. So good stuff, Caleb. USB, the future that you guys see at USB. Talk to me about that, Philip.
Well, we have work groups that are looking at infrastructure. Okay. And so when I think about exports, the importance of exports to us, last week we had the opportunity to be in New Orleans where we saw a ship being loaded for China. So the week before that, I led a mission to Central America. And they were talking about some of the challenges that they're facing when it comes to, you know, getting our product to them. So, you know, Chip, you and I have talked in the past about the Mississippi River Project. Yep. So we've got exports going out of New Orleans, the Pacific Northwest, partnering with those, with the partnerships that we've got here, the collaboration that we have at this table, we're able to amplify our investments. And so we truly are looking to create demand, whether it be the latest and greatest raceway technology for aquaculture, going to everything from developing and creating markets to emerging markets to mature markets. We're looking at all of it.
Yeah.
You know, as a farmer, I'm passionate about growing the food, but it's about feeding the world. And so I'm excited, whether it's whole soybeans, soybean meal, or our partners that are working on the meat front. So we've got partnerships that go beyond this table. I'm talking about USMEF that's looking at meat. Our number one consumer of United States soybean meal is poultry. So USAPEAC, you know, the egg board, all these partnerships that we have help us to be better, to get that investment amplified out there and to do a better job with demand.
Yeah, the people over at the USMEF are just doing a fantastic job out there building up, and that partnership is so critical. Caleb, you were talking about biofuels earlier. Talk to me about the partnership. I mean, these partnerships, the three primary are sitting here, but there's tentacles that run everywhere. And you guys are all working together. Talk to me about the Clean Fuels Alliance.
Clean Fuels is vital for helping to develop new opportunities and new partnerships within the biofuels market. It was born as the National Biodiesel Board years ago and has evolved to be more than that now. But they are doing important work, and they are tied in with all of the industry in the fuels market, both traditional fuels and renewable fuels, and having that voice there that is actively working to promote U.S. soy-based biodiesel and other forms is vital for growing demand for our product. And we got to be working on all fronts to grow demand, because we're really good at growing these soybeans.
Yep.
We just got to keep finding new opportunities to market them.
Exactly. Exactly. Jana, you were talking about Wish before. We didn't talk a lot about Africa. That's one of those markets. When I see it, I think, oh my gosh, the potential there is huge.
Huge,
isn't it?
Population growth projected. Yes, indeed. And Wish and USEC both work collaboratively in different areas around Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, Northern Africa. In Northern Africa, we've got Morocco, the Moroccan market that is a gateway to Africa as we're trying to ship product over to the African continent. But we're working from, again, a feed milling perspective, but then also just getting more protein into people's diet so they can have that human nutrition value that's so critical.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Philip, earlier you mentioned the QSSBs, the Qualified State Soybean Boards out there. There's a pile of them out there, and they're part of this partnership as well.
Absolutely. There's over 30 30 of our partners out there that are taking, that are giving, you know, they're using half of the checkoff dollars in their individual states. And so they're investing in everything from research. They're helping those individual states. What we at the national level are able to do is take it even further and look at the bigger picture, helping everyone across, raising the entire ship, if you will.
Yeah, excellent. Philip, you stay here. You guys, thank you so much for joining us. Caleb, real quick, what do you get out of the work that you put into ASA? I mean, it's got to be so rewarding, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's an opportunity to give back a little bit to the industry that has given a lot to me and my family. I think as farmers, we all have a responsibility to take a little time to invest in leaving our industry better than we found it. And, you know, that's my goal. I want to see my children and other folks' children have a brighter opportunity, brighter future than I've had even. And, you know, we all have unique opportunities where we can serve and give. It may be in your local community, at your church. It may be at the local school board. There's an endless amount of opportunities. I just happen to be working here with ASA. I would have never dreamed I'd be doing this 10 years ago.
In 10 seconds, what would you tell someone that's thinking about?
Get involved. Get involved in any number of our organizations. Be a participating farmer, and you will reap the benefits. When whatever you give in, you'll get back tenfold.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Jennifer Hitz, Chair of the USEC, and Caleb Raglan, President of the American Soybean Association. Thank you, guys. Philip, you stay right there. We're going to continue next here.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Burke Healy, USDA Domestic ASF Response Lead. Dr. Healy, the U.S. has been able to keep African swine fever outside of the U.S. borders. It's taken a lot of effort to do that, but it's worthwhile because of what it might mean to the industry if ASF is detected in the U.S., right?
Oh, yes, sir. If ASF were to arrive in the U.S., it would be a devastation to our industry, not only to the pigs here, but to our trading market as well. So it would have severe consequences to our industry for certain.
Yeah. So what is the U.S. doing to monitor ASF around the globe? And how does that help to protect U.S. producers?
So globally, we work with the World Organization for Animal Health, or WOA, and they collect the data from all of the countries. And obviously, our trading partners who agreements with us, we contact with them as well. So when it does come into a country that's not been before, they will notify us additionally. If we are trading with that country, then we go to that country specifically and do a risk assessment and determine what we can bring into the country, if anything, from that location. But in the interim, while that risk assessment takes place, we shut down all trade with that country until that risk assessment is concluded. Trying to provide the best guidance that we can is our goal at this moment, you know, while we continue to shore up our defenses to prevent it from entering the country.
Thank you so much. Where can listeners go for more information?
Protect Our Pigs would be the best location on the USDA website. So again, Google Protect Our Pigs. That'll take you directly to that campaign. And if they have more information that they would like to seek, then certainly they can reach out to their state veterinarians or their area veterinarian in charge at the USDA offices.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Healy. That is Dr. Burke Healy, USDA Domestic ASF Response Lead.
Want a great harvest this fall? Then you got to start strong this spring with Great Plains Hybrid and Vertical Tillage Equipment. Break up residue, prep your seed bed, and give your soil the best start possible with a Great Plains TurboMax, Velocity, or TerraMax. Spring won't wait, and neither should you. Find your perfect tillage tool at GreatPlainsAg.com or visit your local Great Plains dealer today and get ready to grow. Great Plains, your best spring starts here.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle ready. Meet your ally, AticusLLC.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Atticus, providing battle-tested chemistries you know and trust.
Welcome back to Commodity Classic and AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip. Glad that you're with us this morning. And we have been talking about all things soy. And soy much more is the theme here at the United Soybean Board booth. Big thank you to USB for making our coverage from Commodity Classic possible. We're going to keep the conversation going with Philip Good, chair of USB. Philip, we've been talking about the partnerships and how that partnership, I mean, it makes you all stronger as you work together. Well, it also makes it possible for you guys to do more on market development, more on innovation, more on coming up with different uses for soy. Is that, that's a fair statement, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Our investments get amplified by that. And so, these partners just bring so much to the table, with their expertise and with the research, whatever it is that we can do to help get our product to where it needs to go.
Talk to me about the See for Yourself missions.
Sure. It was just one of the things that excited me was to see the excitement in the farmers that went with us.
Yeah.
What an educational tool. But every time I go on one of those missions, with them, I also learn as well.
Yeah.
You know, we are volunteers. We are volunteer farmers, and to be able to see where my checkoff dollars go, for them to see where their checkoff dollars were going, was truly an eye-opening experience. So This last year, we had the opportunity to visit Central America. So we saw, you know, where our soybeans were being loaded in Guatemala. Mm-hmm. And to be able to see the soybean pile of meal, mm-hmm. there being, you know, just coming off of the ship, being ready to be shipped around all the Central America countries was something that really excited me.
Cool.
The magnitude of it. So we saw everything from poultry consumption to you know, human food to meats in the counter, wet markets,
yep.
U.S. beef, U.S. pork and chicken. All those were just really exciting to
very
see.
Cool.
And they're also very proud of U.S. soy. And so for them, I just appreciated that because the sustainable U.S. soy was put on their feed bags. And so seeing and touring the feed mill and actually seeing that they're proud of our product, that makes me more proud.
See, I you can't understand that until you see it.
Right.
I
right.
Because I've talked about that with other people from USB before. it just how important that is to the people that are importing your U.S. product, how important it is, that sustainability side. And it's really cool.
And I think we have the opportunity right now to talk even about financial sustainability. So as we're looking at this, it's about creating value. And so we are looking on my farm, I'm looking for efficiencies. We at the United Soybean Board, we're looking for efficiencies as well. We were looking at this a couple of years before it became so popular.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You've talked a couple of times about the state boards already, but I want to talk about that a little bit more because it's so important that USB on a national level work with those state boards. You don't get the message out unless you're working with the state boards and helping them figure out the priority list.
You know, we talked about partnerships earlier. They truly are our partners.
Yeah.
So they're the collection point. You know, when we looked at the See for Yourself participants, they were looking at just, you know, dumping their soybeans at the elevator and then saying goodbye. They had the opportunity to see it go all the way farther. And so, you know, the collection point may be at your local elevator, but that money's being invested in your state and is being invested on the national level as well.
Yeah.
Both of us working together, creating that value for the individual farmers.
Okay. Here's one that you've known about for a long time as a catfish farmer, but aquaculture and the development of that market around the globe is what a source of demand for soy.
Last year, we led a team of See for Yourself to Colombia.
Okay.
Had the opportunity to see the raceway technology that we had invested in there. And actually heard some at a meeting one evening there over supper, hearing real testimonies from people that we truly changed their lives.
Yeah.
And so when I think about changing lives, it was not just about feeding them. It was about changing every part of their life by allowing them to get income from growing food.
Yeah.
And so that just excites me totally to be able to see somebody almost with tears in their eyes talking about how we changed their life.
That's so cool, Philip. What you talk about, a rewarding experience for you. That's awesome. You know, we've talked a lot about developing. All right. We can't forget about maintaining good relations with our developed markets, the people and or the buyers of U.S. soy in Asia, in Europe. Those are important relationships that you guys work on, too.
Oh, you are so right. You know, China is our number one, and we appreciate what they purchase from us.
Yeah.
We also have our partners that are north and south of us. Canada is important. Mexico is important. All of them are so important. So we're looking at trying to diversify, develop new markets, find new opportunities. So all that is on our work list, our to-do list. And so, creating demand.
Yeah. Yeah. It is very important. And of course, the international market development is there as well. You know what? I'm going to wrap up with you, Philip, the same way that I wrapped up with Caleb and Jana. What would you tell someone that's thinking about getting involved in leadership in USB?
I would say take the opportunity, do it. We are volunteers. Every one of us are farmers that are volunteers. We're passionate about what we do. The world wants to hear our story. I truly believe that. I had the opportunity to be in different countries and tell them what I'm doing back home. Well, everything that we're doing is not just for our individual farms right now. I'm looking and I'm volunteering and doing what I do because I care about my son's future, but also my grandkids' future. So we have the opportunity to do things that we're changing the future of ag around the
world. Fantastic. Philip, thank you so much for sponsoring AgriTalk here at Commodity Classic. Keep up the good work, man.
Hey, thank you, Chip. Continue to enjoy your show.
Excellent. Thank you. That's Philip Good, chair of the United Soybean Board. Big thank you to Caleb and Jana for being on with us earlier. We're going to be right back at Commodity Classic this afternoon. We'll be at the Syngenta booth for a conversation with Emily Score from Growth Energy and Seth Meyer from USDA. Come back this afternoon, 206 Central.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact. Put your contact list in your wallet on your phone, and somewhere visible in your home. Build a kit. Store enough food and water for 3 days. Don't forget your pets. And consider buying a pre-made kit. Keep at least 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to secure the extra doses. Make copies of important documents. Keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Learn about local hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alert systems. An early warning can give you the time you need to prepare for a fast-moving disaster. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
And Doug.
Quickly, Moo. We don't have much time. This Liberty ad is already almost over. We only have a few precious seconds to remind people to customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Okay.
Well, I guess we had more time than I thought.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump announcing Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing company is pledging $100 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years.
TSMC first announced.